8:40, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, the official holiday is Monday, the Juneteenth celebration. We're going to talk about what Juneteenth is about. In case you don't know, you should know by now. But we'll talk about that. And big celebrations coming here to the city of Galesburg this weekend. Joining us to talk more about it all, those as part of the organizing committee of the events. First off, Stephanie Grimes. Stephanie, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in with us this morning. Semenya McCourt. Semenya, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Wendell Hunnigan. Wendell, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Well, Wendell, I'm going to start with you, and I just want to talk about Juneteenth and kind of the history behind it. I had one question from when I first was aware of Juneteenth. So was it that the fact that Texas was just the last state that approved everything, the Emancipation Proclamation, or was it the time that news took to travel at that time, and so people in that state didn't know until, it's not like obviously the news cycle now on Twitter and within seconds, was that more the situation?
Well, I think it was really both.
Okay.
News didn't travel that fast back in 1865, plus the slave owners had a agenda, and one of them was to get their crops out. So they, on purpose, took extra time to get the news of the emancipation. But Juneteenth represents the official end of the American Civil War, and it also represents on June 19th. That's why it's called Juneteenth. June 19th, the liberation of the enslaved people, which was 250,000 individuals in 1865. Sometimes it's referred to as our second independence day.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, so yeah, I guess that makes sense what you said, the fact that even if the slave owners did know, well, we'll get that information out when we feel
exactly.
It's necessary, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing. Well, we'll keep this going as long as we can, apparently. Well, but it happened. It's a great thing, and now the Juneteenth celebrations. Well, let's talk, Stephanie. This is how many years now we've been doing the celebrations here in Galesburg since at least, 2015?
You know what? So the first celebration was actually June 15th, 2002.
Oh, 02, okay.
Yeah, and so that was an inaugural, Juneteenth that we had here in town. Terry Duffy Horde and Fred Horde were those that brought the thought of bringing Juneteenth as a celebration to town. They brought that to the support group for African American Affairs. And so the first one was a very big celebration they had out at Carl Sandburg College, and just lots of different activities that people were able to be involved in.
Yeah, and I actually, now you mentioned, I do remember, because I remember going out there for that. It was a really, really big event, absolutely. Well, And it continues to grow, and actually, so this year, same thing. We're going to start out things on Saturday, and we'll start with you, Stephanie, about some of the things happening at Carl Sandburg College on Saturday.
Well, on Saturday, there's going to be just a lot of activities. There will be children activities for children ages, young five, on up, and so, there'll be yard games, there'll be board games, there'll just be lots of fun things that children, can get involved in. We have adult activities, and so that would be also in terms of card games, we have just educational booths that people can go to, and that they can go ahead and learn about different things, about the community, about African-American history. We have vendors. So we have just a lot of different things. Vendors where, there'll be individual people in the community will be selling things, their wares. And so we want for everyone to really come out and take advantage of just going through all of those things.
Yeah, Stephanie, I want to add some things to the Carl Sandburg College celebration on Saturday. It's from 11
yes.
till 3 in the afternoon. This is open to every individual in Galesburg. And we just want to honor and we just want to say thanks to the Carl Sandburg College president, Seamus Riley, for opening the doors and making us feel welcome. We also want to give homage to his staff members, particularly people like Tony Law, Darlene Smith. She was just an invaluable individual. Jenny Stevens, and of course Steve Abrams, who thought this whole celebration brought it to fruition during this year. And I just want to highlight just two or three things that are going on at Carl Sandburg, if that's okay.
Yes, sir.
With you, Naomi Law has organized an art contest among 30 students here at the public school system, and they're going to be displaying their art at the Juneteenth celebration. Joey Range has a basketball tournament, like a three-on-three type of tournament. Bobby Joe Mason, who's was born here in Galesburg, left Galesburg and became the principal at Rock Island High School. He has a card tournament that's going to take place. Melinda Rowe Jones from the Galesburg Public Library Children's Department will be doing crafts and literature, and we do have food. We have lots
of food. That's
key. That is key. And LaToya Carson, who is a chef. Smokin' Willie's will be there, and Hy-Vee says that they're going to participate this year. So it's going to be an all day, and plus Tony Franklin at the end of the day is going to have a panel discussion, at least an hour panel discussion in room 120, which is a big lecture hall, and he's brought four individuals, which will talk about race in the city of Galesburg.
All right. Wendell Hunnigan joining us, Semenya McCord and Stephanie Grimes. The Juneteenth celebrations happening here in Galesburg this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we're going to take a quick break, and Semenya, I'll get to you when we come back, because there's a lot of wonderful music that's going to be happening in conjunction with all this as well. It is 8:47 Galesburg's Morning News.
If your bank is telling you to make changes, then change to F&M Bank. If you're ready to make the switch, open an absolutely free checking account and enjoy the convenience of free online banking, bill pay, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. What are you waiting for? Stop by F&M Bank today and experience banking the way it should be. Extraordinary. Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Pete Weedoff, WestRock General Manager in Galesburg. WestRock is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Big Bang Boom Celebration and invites everyone to Lake Story on July 4th.
Another proud supporter of Big Bang Boom. Family, freedom, and fireworks.
Hey, this is Tony Johnson with Silvera Health. We're proud to provide comprehensive primary care in Galesburg and excited to be part of this year's Big Bang Boom. Hope to see you there.
Another proud sponsor helping us light up the 4th at Big Bang Boom.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Juneteenth official holiday coming up on Monday, but celebrations going on here in Galesburg starting Saturday, Sunday, Monday as well. The theme, Lift Every Voice, and I love this, not just a community event, Come Unity event. I love that. That is wonderful. I love that.
Everybody's welcome.
Absolutely. So Wendell Hunnigan, Semenya McCord, Stephanie Grimes joining us here. All these events coming up. I want to mention one last thing with you, Wendell, here real quick about Stephanie mentioned some of the educational things going on. And I think that's really important for this event. One, for people who may not know why this isn't. Why do we have a holiday? I guess this educational part is very important, whether it's kids or adults, to kind of find out why this is going on. Well, and even with the history of our community as well.
Well, it's to fill in the gaps in American history.
Yeah,
that's the purpose of Juneteenth. For so many years, we've had a kind of one-sided view of history. We don't realize that slavery lasted for 250 years. And I'm going to say that again. Slavery lasted for 250 years, and African Americans have only been freed for 160 years. So we've actually been in slavery longer than we have been emancipated. And it's important that people hear the whole history of American history, not the parts that are we're proud of. This is something that we should be very embarrassed about, that a country that called itself a democracy, it was so embarrassed about slavery that it didn't even put the word slavery in the U.S. Constitution. And that was because of how you want to say it. It was just the fact that even the founding fathers knew that there was something wrong with the founding of this country. But it's something that we need to come to terms with. And as a friend of mine said, the purpose of Juneteenth is to celebrate, is to educate, and that's what we want to do. And finally, we want to continue to agitate, realizing that the dream is still yet to be filled.
Absolutely. Juneteenth celebrations coming. Now, on Sunday, there is going to be a lot of wonderful music that is going to be happening. And I'll bring you in some menu. You might know something about music, I've heard. I don't know. But well, let's talk, because you're going to be one of the people performing. Let's talk about what's going to be happening coming up on Sunday at the Orpheum Theater.
Well, on Sunday at the Orpheum in the evening at 7, we're following along with the entire theme. And so I was laughing because I said we're sneaking some education in on people when they're not looking. It's because the music for me, and I think this has held for a number of years, the music, the arts, the dance, the poetry, but now being called spoken word as opposed to other things. I think they slowed rap down so even old folks could understand it. That's the spoken word, but there the history lies. You know, people have come up with things that give us the information about what's going on, and then those with vision give us the information about what should go on and what could go on, and in all those kinds of artistic and creative endeavors we find the stories as well. So I'm really thrilled to pull together quite a group of folks. Number of singers, of which Stephanie is one. We're calling the Singing Sisters, Marquita Anderson and Renee Galvin, Viola Jowers, Lisa Cato Kreider, Karen Ford Kelly, and myself a little bit. We will be focusing primarily on the spirituals, the songs of the time of the slavery business. And like Wendell says, you know, I tend to add the word business anytime I say slavery, because there was the only justification seemingly for having that exist as long as it did in this country. It was making money, and depending on which side of the business you were on. But so we're singing those songs. Now we know those songs typically were denied for a while as people were emancipated, people became free, people got away from that and look back on it with disdain and embarrassment, and I'm thrilled in a way. And I think my father was one who began to tell me when I was in high school about the significance of those songs, and that they were, in fact, a sustaining factor to get people through work and to get people through loss and through family, losing family. And they tell the stories. The words there are simple words. It's folk music. Depending on where you are in the country, you may hear them a little differently, but those are the places where we're going to start the program just a little and then move from there. Gary Moore is joining us from Peoria. Gary has been over here in Galesburg and been involved with several programs. He is a wonderful writer.
Yeah, long-time TV news anchor.
Right, in Peoria. Yeah. I know I first saw him when I moved back to Galesburg. My mom was watching him on the news in the morning. He said, well, who's this guy? I was like, oh, he's getting me up early to watch him. I'm like, oh, okay, Gary Moore. And then later on when I met him and found, you know, all the other kinds of things he was into. So it's always a thrill to bring Gary over. And Doc Peterson, or Keith Patterson, rather, I'm sorry, has developed a program about black cowboys where he portrays Bill Pickett, and is one that it goes into schools and other kinds of programs. So we've had him shorten something and give us a taste of that. Of course, we have well-known in the area and around Daniel and Pippi Leahy. And they have written some original songs that are certainly all about the positive ways that people need to think about themselves and their lives and how they give and how they love each other. Andrea and Reverend Kemp Jones, coming down from the Quad Cities, they have a beautiful piece that I heard them do at a program here in Galesburg, and I asked them if they would share it in our Juneteenth celebration. I wasn't sure that they would, because sometimes, you know, if you have something particularly for the church, you know, you don't want to take it outside the church. And they were wonderful enough to say, well, yeah, we can do that. Because I felt our bottom line, too, besides the education, is the sense of spirituality across the board, the sense of faith that has moved people once they began the connection of this somebody greater than you and I and keeping us moving forward. They begin that connection, and that went through those 250 years. It still is with us and brings us to the commitment to make sure that we're still paying attention to it. And then wonderful dancer, Knox student, Phyllis Kutisa. His family's from Uganda, and she was brought to my attention by Kathleen Ridlon, who is a dance professor over at Knox College, and she will be doing something as well. I'm really excited, too, to bring Bobby Tynes, who is a reed man, as his saxophones and flute. Bobby's played with me since he was 18 when I was living out in the Boston area, and we've made a lot of music over the years. And so he has been in Galesburg, I think, in 1995 and came with a band that I had at that time. And so he's tickled to come back.
About time he came back, right?
Yeah, right. I think one of the first things he's going to ask for is catfish. That's typically,
there you go.
You don't get good fried catfish in Boston like you get here in the Midwest. all of that's making up, you know, we'll be sneaking in a little narrative here and there, but primarily it's an evening of music and some poetry. Oh, Dorian Riley is a wonderful poet who's part of Allen Chapel, and she has written a particular piece for the event. I'm really, really glad that she'll be able to share that as well.
And that, of course, is going to happen at the Orpheum Theater on Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets are just $20. General admission, students 10. Anybody under the age of 12 is free. You can get your tickets. Call the Orpheum at 342-2299 or stop by the Orpheum box office as well. And Songs for Our Fathers, and also celebrating the Allen Chapel AME Church's 170th anniversary as well.
Right,
along with
right.
that. So.
We get a triple thing. We have Juneteenth, Father's Day, church anniversary. Wow.
Yeah,
can't
yeah,
beat that.
All of it. Wendell?
And just the idea of the Orpheum. The Orpheum is one of the most beautiful venues, not in Galesburg, anywhere.
Yeah.
And to put on a program like that at the Orpheum just really express what a wonderful day this is.
Wendell Hunnigan, Semenya McCord, Stephanie Grimes joining us here this morning. The Juneteenth celebration is coming up. All right, well, Stephanie, let's talk about the actual Juneteenth holiday Monday. What's going to be happening on Monday here in Galesburg?
So we're excited about Monday also, because as we talk about, you know, educating, you know, that's our last piece, because that is truly on Juneteenth, on June 19th. And so we want to culminate that. I think I heard Wendell say earlier about agitation. That's one of the things that we always want to kind of do. So at that, on Monday at Old Main, because that's historical, as historical as, you know, if the Orpheum is, Old Main is, and it has great significance of why we should celebrate Juneteenth on that day at Old Main. We're going to be on the front lawn, and we are going to have a short program. Part of that short program involves Wendell Hunnigan. He gave us an excellent just backdrop of history from Juneteenth,
right.
You know. But the other part of that, too, is to talk about, you know, how do we continue the work? What do we continue to do? And so we're very pleased to have Sharma St. Louis, who is the organizing director at the National Black Worker Center. She is an individual who is over from Peoria. She develops strategies around eradicating oppression and harmful just practices in workplaces, you know, and especially for African Americans. She's a master life professional life coach. She does podcasts with her husband for couples. And so we're really excited to have Sharma to come and talk because, you know, she's going to talk about a little bit about that agitation. You know, she's involved. She's been involved with grassroots organizations. She was with the Central Illinois Community and Labor Coalition as an organizer for the Peoria Pupils Projects for about 6 years. She's also been involved with the Black Chamber of Commerce, where she was the marketing and public relations director. And she was the youngest president of that particular Chamber of Commerce at the age of 28. She's done a lot of different things, but she has always been a community civic mover and shaker. And certainly, we are certainly glad to have her as our primary speaker. We'll have other things throughout our program involving young people. But we do want to just educate, and we want to commemorate and celebrate. After which time, you know, we'll have refreshments. You know, again, we talked about earlier, you know, food is always good.
Brings us all together,
it
right?
It always brings us all together. So we want to encourage everyone to come out and just be a part of that also.
So Old Main and Oxon, what time does that all get underway?
That's going to be at 11:19.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
11:19 on Monday. So, yeah, so many great things going on. Again, the Juneteenth celebration here in Galesburg, it all gets underway Saturday, and this is for everybody here in the community, and we encourage everybody to go. And should be a pretty decent day. Hopefully everything will be able to be held outdoors. If not, everything will get moved indoors. It's still all going to happen. But again, getting underway at 11 o'clock on Saturday out of Carl Sandburg College, 11 to 3. And then, of course, Sunday at the Orpheum Theater from 7 to 9 p.m. And then Monday starting 11 o'clock, Old Main at Knox College. All right. Well, yeah. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us here this morning and bringing us all this information, helping bring this great event to town.
Yes. Well, we're excited to be able to host Juneteenth. And again, it's community.
Yep.
And we
community.
Want for everyone to come out and join us and enjoy.
Lift every voice. Semenya, again, thank you so much and best of luck with all the performance. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful night on Sunday evening.
Thank you. I'm excited.
All right. Wendell, thank you so much for your time and look forward to hearing you speak again on Monday. And thanks for the history lesson as well. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I've officially retired as a teacher this year.
Oh, well, congratulations. Congratulations. Not that you're not still educating us, though, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it.